This podcast of this Swain event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Touchdown or Turnover is backed by Alcoatin Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Touchdown Turnover, backed by Alcoatin Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong. Better rates and better service, atfcu.com. This is kind of like true or false, buy or sell, but this touchdown and turnover. And today's touchdown and turnover, let's make it about the basketball team because why? They're one of the best teams in the country. I think they are the best team in the country. They're playing lights out. But real question here, do we feel like Tennessee can go undefeated in the SEC, in SEC play? Touchdown, turnover. Tennessee will go undefeated in SEC play.
I say turnover. I think that Tennessee will be favored in every single game except the last one at Auburn. And the only reason I think Auburn will be favored is because Tennessee is better than Auburn, but I don't think there's a big gap in between Tennessee and Auburn, and that game is on the road. So I do think Auburn will be a small favorite, a 1-2 point favorite in that game. And obviously injuries can happen between now and then, so that may change. But as of today, I think Auburn is the only team that Tennessee won't be favored against, but it's college basketball. Tennessee is going to lose a game that is not supposed to. It happens to every big-time school every single season. It is very, very, very rare in which a top five, top seven basketball team goes undefeated. I mean, it's really, that's what it boils down to me. It's just based off previous watchings of college basketball. I just know that teams don't go undefeated. I mean, look at Nevada 2 weeks ago or a week ago. They had a 13% chance of going undefeated for the season, which for going undefeated is a very big percentage. And then they lost by 20 to a bad, who they lose to?
New Mexico.
Got
the doors blown off.
They got, yep. So Tennessee will lose a game it's not supposed to, but I don't think they lose more than two SEC games.
It's a turnover for me too, and I'm in general agreeance with Ben there. The game of basketball is just so finicky that Tennessee is gonna have an off night and an off night where finally two or three other guys don't step up and do something, and it just happens. Like I said, it's a finicky game. It's hard to say what it'll be. I mean, most of these teams, even if Tennessee has an off night, they should absolutely beat. I would say the toughest games, obviously, remaining on the schedule at Kentucky on February 16th and at Auburn. And I actually disagree with Ben. I mean, if Tennessee plays at the level that they played in these first two SEC games, there is a gap between Tennessee and Auburn. Tennessee is way better than Auburn if they play the way they have been playing.
There's a gap between Tennessee and Auburn.
Especially, like I said, if they play the way that they've played in these first two games and keep this up consistently, there is not a team in the SEC that will be able to touch the Vols. But like I said, the game of basketball is just, it has so many moving pieces, so many variables, and on any given night, any team can win. So I don't think Tennessee will lose more than two games in conference play, though. I'll say that much. That's where I'm at, but no, I don't think they'll go undefeated.
I think it's Tennessee, gap, 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 Auburn, gap, gap, and then everyone else. There's no way Auburn would survive Gonzaga and Kansas. The way Tennessee was able to play in those games early in the season,
almost beat Duke.
Tennessee's is even better now than they were then. I don't see Tennessee Auburn on the same planet right now today, Wednesday, January 9th. Tennessee's on another level. Jordan Bones playing his best. Jordan Bowden is right now sixth man of the year, dropping 20 points in the last two games. What Tennessee did yesterday was probably even more impressive than what they did against Georgia in a lot of ways, because they were able to still beat a team by 20-plus points without their two best players. That's freaking amazing. So, but I'll go turnover. It's just hard to do. You do got an away game against Kentucky. That team is going to be talented. They will be coached up. They'll be better than what they are right now. That game at Auburn is going to be tough. It's just really hard to sit here and say that they'll run through the league and be undefeated, but I won't be surprised. But I'll go with the odds, and the odds to me say they won't do it. So turnover. But man, this team is fun to watch. I had to record the game and come back and watch it. And like, I was mad when it was only a minute to go in the second half. I want to watch more of the game just because I like watching this basketball team play. Let's go to the phones. Got a couple callers here. Let's go to Mark. Mark, good morning.
Bueno, my brother. What's happening?
What's happening, Mark?
Man, I tell you what, you watch a different basketball team than I do, man. I watched about 8-9 minutes of that game last night. Schofield had none. Williams had two. I was like, I got to turn it off. I turned it off. They won by 20.
Hey, man. I think it's you.
Bad luck. It has got to be me. It's got to be.
It ain't
no,
you, man.
I know, bro. I know. Every time I watch them, though, they just suck. And I'm like, holy crap. Maybe I want to get in on this. Maybe it is me, man. Maybe it could be. You never can tell. It
might be.
We can blame me for now.
We'll blame you.
But, hey, man, on this Chaney thing, I am a big fan. The man did nothing but put up points in offense when he was here. That's all he's done at Georgia. And you could tell the difference this year in that quarterback. I told all these Georgia fans around here. I see, I live in Georgia, man, and I told all these boys. I said, he don't look right. He don't look the same. Oh, he's fine. He's fine. They can't spell football. They keep wanting to put a U in it.
Put the two dots above it.
I know, man. I mean, they think it's football. I don't get it. I don't understand what where they're at. And I don't understand any Tennessee fan not being happy with Chaney, because I think the man knows offense and he can coach a quarterback. That's two things he can do. And it looked like he can eat some chicken wings too. But we got to keep him away from the buffet table, take care of his heart. We all right. We good, man. 10-2, baby!
they're spelling it football because they in Georgia they have a really good football team. They won the MLS Cup this year, so you know that's why they just know more about soccer than they know about football. That's it.
Man, I wish I followed soccer at all. I don't.
I just know I watched the final. That was all. That's my entire knowledge of all of it.
When I go to the Adidas store, I look at the soccer jerseys from time to time and soccer gear. That's about it.
They're pretty cool.
That's all I got. Let's get to Dollar Bill. I think this person was hanging out in Jim Chaney's pocket, because that's what Jim Chaney's going to be getting a lot of dollar bills, $1.6 million a year. Man, Tennessee stroking that check. Dollar Bill, good morning.
What it takes, man, these days. You got to pay if you want to. If you want goodness, if you want to be good.
That's right.
Jason, on the undefeated season, man, that is so hard in basketball. Mm-hmm. You just think about it. You know, let's say you're Grant Williams. You got to take a test before you get on the plane to fly to 50 miles outside of Starkville. You got to take a bus. You got to get back that night. And you say it's the middle of February. You got to get back that night to take a test the next day. It's hard to be on every single game. And in this league, and we're going to get everybody's best shot. And I think for the first 10 minutes, 15 minutes of that game, we got Missouri's best shot last night. We survived it. And all of a sudden, we just went into hyperspace there, went on with that 24-4 run, something like that.
Yep.
It's just hard to get on the road every time the SEC and win. I think we'll probably lose, I'm going to say, two or three. I think the team's better than anybody else in the league, but you have those nights where people are going to be cold. Last night, you know, they uglied up Grant and Schofield, and, you know, Konzo's a good coach. He knows how to do those kind of things with the strategy, but this is going to be a night when we're just not hitting and we're on the road. That's all I got, guys. Thanks.
Hey, thank you, Dollar Bill. To beat Tennessee, I mean, that means everyone's off, right? I mean, if you're gonna beat this team, because they're gonna play guard defense. They may not be great offensively, but they're gonna stop you.
It has to be everybody on the team just having.
What's the likelihood of like these four or five guys who've all went from 20 points in different games?
I mean, all five starters plus about another four guys all have to be off.
I mean, I see this team losing one game in the conference this year. Right now, the way they're playing. But I wouldn't be surprised because this team is just so deep and they're playing so well and they share the basketball so well and they take care of it. They take care of it. They share it. They can shoot from outside. Jordan Bone's shot is hitting the bottom of the nets. I mean, I struggle with the touchdown turnover, but I'm going to go turnover. I think they need to lose a game. That's good for them. Kind of reset them a little bit, but they're playing great ball. I wouldn't be surprised. Let's go to DR Vall. DR Vall, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'm not even going to ask how you are doing because after yesterday, if you're not doing good, I don't know what your problem is.
I'm great, man.
Well, I'm going to start with a few comments, and then I end with a question. But, you know, it was nice to be able to watch the Tennessee team down by 9, and I still wasn't worried at all.
Not one bit.
It was awesome, and the news broke with Chaney, and I kind of – my friend, I was on the phone with him, and kind of felt like Ben. I was like, all right, we're kicking the crap out of Missouri, and we just got Jim Chaney. What's wrong is going to happen now?
It's a beautiful night, man, beautiful night.
It was. And Charlie, what is the irony of – Tennessee Vols get done with the OC search and the Titans start theirs on the same night?
Yeah, I can't. It won't leave my life, coaching searches. I guess that's just the life of someone who, you know, loves football in the state of Tennessee. That seems to be the case.
Evidently, never ended. But I appreciate the show, guys. I just want to call and comment.
Thank you. Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. So, what's next? What's the next question? Well, the next question with Jim Chaney is, he bringing Sam Pittman? He bringing Sam Pittman? Is he bringing Sam Pittman, though? Yeah, we got Jim Chaney, but what about Sam Pittman? What's Sam Pittman doing? You think Sam Pittman's ready to come? Right now, I don't know if that's happening right now. This staff is going to experience some changes. There's going to be some turnover. The dead period is coming to an end as far as recruiting. You still have National Signing Day that's a few weeks away. We will be at Dead End Barbecue for our Tennessee Signing Day. We will have a good time. You will get a free barbecue breakfast. We will break bread together. We will chop it up. We will have a great time, and we would love to see you there. National Signing Day is a couple weeks away. There's still players on the board that Tennessee wants to get. Not only that, there's still players in next year's class we have to go visit. Well, it's probably best if you had your staff together, or mostly together, before you hit the road. Well, what are the coaches hitting the road in recruiting? From what I'm hearing is Thursday, Friday. They're hitting the road again in recruiting. We'll talk to Austin Price at 9:30, and we'll get a little recruiting update. But the coaches are hitting the road, not just to finish this year's class. They're building relationships and chemistries next year. Well, if Florida has their normal amount of coaches out on the road, Alabama, LSU, wouldn't it be smart for you to have the normal amount of coaches out in the road? Well, if there's a coach in question on whether he's leaving or not right now, maybe he needs to make a move. It's Wednesday. So if you're not going to be here, how about you make that move and get on to your new school? If there's a coach coming in, how about we go ahead and make that happen? Because, again, Tennessee hits the road. Everyone hits the road Thursday, Friday as the dead period ends. So there's going to be more movement. Jim Chaney, that's a big hire. But now what's important is how can we put a staff together that can recruit better than we're recruiting right now. This class is good. This is a really good first class for Pruitt. I don't count last year's class as a first. This is a good first year's class. But we got to be better. Remember, we have to flip this roster. We have to get more talent. We have to catch up. Offensively, I don't think our staff recruited as well as we could have. And that's something that Jerome Pruitt needs to address. Here's where T. Martin comes into play. There's been conversations. This was reported publicly, I think, by Austin Price in the war room on VaughnQuest days ago. There's been conversations between T. Martin and Jerome Pruitt. This ain't the first time they've talked. They've talked off and on here and there, even when Pruitt was in his first year. The situation wasn't right for T. Martin the last time, but now it is. Now it's perfect for him. It is absolutely perfect for him right now to come in and be an assistant coach. It's perfect. It's perfect. Why is it perfect? Tennessee wants the state of Georgia in recruiting. T. Martin started to really build his name after a player in the coaching circles in the city of Atlanta and in the state of Georgia. T. Martin is from South Alabama. He's from Mobile area. He went to Williamson High School, same high school as Jamarcus Russell. I don't anticipate T. Martin to be recruiting lights out in Mobile because that's really Bama territory. But Memphis is a priority. You got to bring T. Martin home. You got to find a way to do it. It is beneficial for Tennessee. Here's where it's also beneficial for T. Martin. It's beneficial for T. Martin because he gets a chance to learn from one of the best offense coordinators in the SEC and one of the best offense coordinators in the country who has developed the likes of Drew Brees, who developed Tyler Bray, Jake Fromm. He's done a great job developing quarterbacks. Nathan Peterman there at Pittsburgh. T. Martin can learn a lot from Jim Chaney. This is a great opportunity for T. Martin. This is a win-win for T. Martin, for his career. His career is important, too. It ain't just about us at Tennessee. T. Martin's career is important. So there was other times when it wasn't best for him to come in under Butch Jones. It would have hurt his career. This time, right now, it's perfect for T. Martin. Be a co-offense coordinator with Jim Chaney. Learn from Jim Chaney. This is the step that T. Martin can possibly take if he wants to be a head coach in the future. This is a great opportunity for T. This is a great opportunity for Tennessee. This has to happen. Make it happen. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Hour two continues after this.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials for the fall. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Smokehouse Stew, Barbecue Cheddar Meatloaf, or the Smoked Turkey and Dressing, which includes sliced smoked turkey and cornbread dressing paired with sautéed Brussels sprouts, mashed potatoes, and a side of turkey gravy. While Dead End offers a different specialty meal each day, you can get their Hillbilly Chili every day. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The fall flavor search is over.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike. between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today. We're here with Dr. Mike Carlson of Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine. If you have orthopedic injuries such as shoulder pain, knee pain, or instability, Achilles tendonitis, golfers, or tennis elbow, do what I did and give them a call.
Yeah, Jason, we specialize in regenerative non-surgical orthopedics. So we treat damaged ligaments, tendons, and joints, including things like rotator cuff injuries, knee instability, elbow problems, as well as foot problems like plantar fasciitis, Achilles, things of that nature, by injecting with stem cells and what's called PRP, or platelet-rich plasma. And this form of treatment we do under ultrasound, so we know we have our target. And it also stimulates the body's own reparative process, and this allows for the healing of damaged tissue. And as you well know, I mean, numerous professional and collegiate athletes, guys like Steph Curry, Tiger Woods, and even yourself with your ankle injury, have been using this form of treatment for years. And so we offer that same type of treatment here in East Tennessee.
Visit them on the web at trsportsmedicine.com. Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine, East Tennessee's leader in regenerative therapy.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. The next thing you know, you're being arrested for DUI. Be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call DUI and criminal defense attorney Marcos Garza. Put this number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty, say Garza. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799. Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
Beatty Chevrolet is celebrating 85 years of low prices. And during Truck Month, choose from over 400 trucks and SUVs, all deeply discounted. Like a new Silverado, now 25% off. A new Equinox, now 20% off. And a certified pre-owned 15 Equinox or Terrain, now $16,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Big selection and even bigger savings. That's why it's better at Beatty Chevrolet.
Number 232, savings off NSRV, including all dealer savings and manufacturer incentives with approved credit list financing through GM. Offer expires 8/31.
If you aren't following the Swain event on Twitter, then are you even on Twitter? Hit that follow button. It's the right thing to do.
I think it's only right that our guest, and I'm going to call him a guest, but he's a caller. I'm going to treat him like a guest right now with this introduction. Gets the Chicago Bulls introduction. I'm talking about when they were whooping people's butt, six-time NBA champion, three in a row twice. This is the theme music for the Chicago Bulls as I introduce our caller. Hailing from Athens, Georgia, he's an occasional Uber driver. He's been known for putting together Vol socials, bringing Tennessee fans together. He's a caller on the Swain event. He's legendary on Twitter with his gifts. Even before Twitter made gifts a thing, this gentleman was the king of gifts. He is a pastor in his free time. He is currently working on a plane. He's fundraising for a plane. This caller right here, TC in Athens. TC, good morning.
There was a man who had two sons, ha, and one of those sons went on a wayward way. Ha, he was living it up with the hogs. Ha, he was living it up in Arkansas with hogs. Ha, and then he went down to Georgia, ha, and he played the fiddle with the devil. Ha, but now he's coming home. Ha, he's coming home to Rocky Top. Ha, he's going to bring it back, ha, and we're happy to have him. I'm so glad to be here today with you, Brother Swain.
Brother TC, my man. What a message. What a message. Now, I only got 20s, man. I don't have any singles for the communion for the offering in the communion today.
We did it, Swain. We did it.
We did it, man. We got it done. We didn't do anything. Former and Pruitt did it, but hey, we'll take credit. Are you gassed up? You ready to go, man?
I just need to know what time the press conference is, brother. I'll load him up, bring him on up there.
All right, man. You got the spring water in the back. You got his favorite jams ready to go.
You better believe it,
okay.
Baby.
All right, man.
Man, this is huge, man. I mean, the dude is a proven OC, not at places that have a certain system they run that basically is just plug and play or whatever. This guy has done it. First of all, he's done it at Tennessee. I mean, the guy had explosive offenses at Tennessee, period. And then he goes on, he develops. I mean, he made Nate Peterman into an NFL quarterback. Got Nate Peterman on an NFL roster. Dude.
That's all you need right there, right?
Well, that, and he was the only bright spot during the Derek Dooley era.
Oh, absolutely. So, I mean, the guy did it at Arkansas. He's done it at Purdue. The guy is proven. And, there are a couple things about Chaney I've always said, man. I do think at times the guy gets away from the run, you know, a little bit here and there. But, my gosh, man, the guy puts points up on the board. He's been successful everywhere he's been. And to me, it was just such a no-brainer to go after him.
No doubt.
Because he's a guy that brings instant credibility to your offensive staff.
Easy. Pruitt doesn't have to worry anything about offense. This hire was like Coach Former hiring David Cutcliffe.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a great point, Swain. Yep. And – I'm so excited about it. I haven't been on this morning, so I kind of caught the tail end of what you were talking about with T and all that. What does that look like at this point, Swain? Is that something that you feel like is really in the works, or is that something that you're commenting on, hoping that's in the works? What does that look like from here?
I think there's been conversations. I think there's mutual interest. It has to play out. The money has to be right, and I think the title needs to be right, and a bright future for T, him being able to grow as a coach and possibly being a head coach, that opportunity has to be there too. I think it is. Well, now I think it's about the money. How much are you gonna pay T? Because when I think of a guy who's recruited at the level that T has recruited at, and develop wide receivers the way he's developed wide receivers, Biletnikoff quality wide receivers. Anything less than seven, it's kind of maybe a slap in the face, maybe.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you paying Will Friend a lot of money. I ain't seen Will Friend be Pac-12 Recruiter of the Year. I ain't seen Will Friend put all these dudes in the league. I haven't seen that.
David Johnson was making 505. So if say T moves into that spot, if that's someone that they can, you know, or Chris Winkie was making 350. That was not as much, but those guys are making plenty of money. And you got to think of where T's been. I think 700 would be a fair spot.
I mean, anything less, I'm sorry, slap in the face.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think it's slap in the face.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty excited about it, man. I look forward to seeing what happens there, whether Winkie stays or goes. As far as I'm concerned, he can load up his Heisman Trophy and hit the bricks and bring T in. I think that'd be a good hire, so we'll see on that. You know, as I was watching the national championship the other night, all I could sit there and think really is, dude, Clemson, man, that's our team. That's who we should be.
Yes, literally.
I mean, literally, man. Their quarterback was dying to come here, and freaking Bob Weldon telling him that we didn't think he had what it took to play here. I mean, what a freaking idiot. And then you got Amari Rodgers and T. Higgins, and I mean, that is our freaking team, man. That's who we are meant to be.
Hey. I think the roadmap is clear, and you don't have to be identical to Alabama, Nick Saban. Man, you can sprinkle a little bit of what Alabama does. I know Pruitt's hard nosed, but you can have a little touch. You can sprinkle in a little bit of how Dabo runs his program. You can have the best of both worlds, and you can become a really good program. You have the resources. It's about us. It's about us. Now, I watch Tagovailoa's interview after the game. I thought it was poor choice of words, not giving Clemson any credit. But he was like, you know, we made mistakes. It was us, blah, 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 blah. I look at Tennessee as a program. Man, if Tennessee's not winning, it's because of us. And, man, it's time to get on the same page. It's time to understand that you're not going to buy Gucci at the dollar store. You gotta pony up. You got to get it done. And you have a chance to bring back T. Do not approach T thinking you're going to save money because he played here. If anything, it should be in reverse. You should pay him more because he helped win a championship and he gave his blood, sweat, and tears. It shouldn't be the opposite. Well, he loves Tennessee. Well, let's play him less. It's like the mindset that sometimes our administration has with our fans. Well, they're loyal. Let's just jack up the prices even more. They'll pay it. No, if anything, it should be lower. We have to reverse our mindset a little bit there when it comes to T. Martin, and I think how much we pay him.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
I know, man. I hope it happens. I hope it happens. I really do.
I hear you. I love you guys, man.
We late too, man.
Later, brother.
Appreciate it. I will say that TC wasn't listening earlier because he was putting together his PowerPoint and business plan.
No, he wasn't. He was picking Jim Chaney up from the Georgia complex and driving on up here.
Well, I hope.
No, TC was opening the good book.
He was doing
and preparing his lesson from the story of the prodigal son returning, and then he came and delivered his message on the show.
That too, but. That's all I'm saying. I hope TC was putting together his business plan and PowerPoint to present to the banks for his new plane.
You got to do that. Yep.
He's a pastor, so you got to have a plane so you can go around spreading the good word of
far and wide
Tennessee Volunteers. Mm-hmm. So that's the excuse, the only excuse I'm going to take from you, TC. Any other excuse, I question our friendship of why you're not listening to the show when Jim Chaney is hired. Maybe if you're standing outside Jim Chaney's house with the boombox on your shoulder, I'll take that excuse too. But just those two, that's it. 865-255-03, be right back.
driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. The next thing you know, you're being arrested for DUI. Be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call DUI and criminal defense attorney Marcos Garza. Put this number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty, say Garza. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799. Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
Beatty Chevrolet is celebrating 85 years of low prices. And during Truck Month, choose from over 400 trucks and SUVs, all deeply discounted. Like a new Silverado, now 25% off. A new Equinox, now 20% off. And a certified pre-owned 15 Equinox or Terrain, now $16,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Big selection and even bigger savings. That's why it's better at Beatty Chevrolet.
Number 232 savings off MSRP, including all dealer savings and manufacturer incentives with approved credit list finance through GM. Offer expires 8/31/18.
When you're out running around shopping for all your holiday gatherings, don't forget to grab the Mrs. Grissom's. Mrs. Grissom's salads and cheese spreads are perfect when you need a delicious, easy meal and ready-to-eat containers the whole crowd will enjoy, like the select old-fashioned pimento cheese or cranberry pecan chicken salad or the classic Mrs. Grissom's ham salad. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Find recipe ideas and coupons at MrsGrissom's.com.
You don't have to take an L just because you can't listen to the Swain event live. You can catch up on the podcast posted daily on the app, online, and on iTunes.
Where's the crow? Did the crow?
Not yet. Let's wait on it. Let's all be quiet until it.
Golly, man.
It's usually right about here.
Here in a second, yeah.
Oh, gosh. That's good.
This is in honor of the Ravens. There it is.
Yeah.
The Ravens dying over the weekend. Take that, Brad Matthews.
Mm-mm. Bad decision there, Ben. That's like Charlie trying to throw shade at the Jaguars last year.
No, it's a little bit different because
the Jags
sure
suck. And
the Ravens won the division. At the end of the day, the Ravens were the better team from week 1 to week 17. When you look at the season in totality, they performed better. But at the end of the day, the Ravens and the Steelers both had the same amount of playoff wins this season, as do the Steelers and the Bears, as do the Titans and the Bears, as do the Steelers and the Titans, as does all four of our teams. We all had the same amount of playoff wins, a big, fat zero.
Slight difference, but Ravens still are the AFC North,
they are.
North Division champions.
Yes, they are. It stinks. And like I said last week, it's weird that in the division, the Browns have more reason to be optimistic and the Ravens have more reason to be optimistic than the Steelers. It's a weird feeling, although the Bengals are still at the bottom of the bottom because for whatever reason, they're going to hire Hugh Jackson, which is the funniest thing on the planet.
Is that going to happen for real?
That's the last I saw. Hey, and speaking of coaching hires, how about Freddie Kitchens? We talked about him for the Tennessee offensive coordinator job. It looks like he is about to be the Cleveland Browns' next head coach.
Good for him.
All right, man. I understand the trend of the league, and Baker Mayfield, he responds well to Freddie Kitchens. It makes sense. 865-255-03. Let me check out this text box this morning. We got for what coming up shortly here.
We had an interesting just on Twitter. Chris, regular listener to the show, he said, touchdown turnover with Jim Chaney, Tennessee will have a top 30 offense this coming season. Tennessee, I believe, I'd have to check.
There was in the hundreds turnover.
Yeah, right on.
No.
They were way, way down.
You're not going to.
That would be a remarkable improvement.
Yes.
No.
Jim Chaney will make a difference this year, but I don't think it's going to be a huge difference. I don't think you're going to see the difference between Tyson Helton or Larry Scott or Mike DeBoard. I don't think you'll see the difference between those three and Jim Chaney, the big difference until next season.
Let me make sure
the offensive line has progressed, when the quarterback has progressed, when the running backs, the receivers, the tight ends, they still need a lot of work.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that was exactly what he asked. And he said, with the addition of Chaney, will the Vols be top 30 in offense? I assume that's what he means. To put that into context, Tennessee was number 122 in total offense this season. So that would be a massive turnaround. They would have to go from 325 yards a game to the number 30 team. Toledo went for 443 yards a game.
I mean, you look at it, the team in front of Toledo was Purdue. Tennessee isn't going to have Purdue-like production this year.
Tennessee could be in the 60s and still have a...
That would be a huge improvement.
Like a dramatic improvement from last year.
Yes, that would be massive.
It's hard to, like, quantify these things, which, you know, you end up splitting hairs and things when you have this type of conversation about how much better versus better. Is it 100 times better or 50 times better or 25 times better? They'll be better. And you will see – I think you'll see a big difference in some strategies, some ways we use our playmakers. You will have to be able to identify, and hopefully I'm able to help you with that. When is it we are not successful because of talent? There's going to be times when Chaney's going to call the best play ever. But talent is not going to allow you to be successful. There's going to be times when it's third down and four and the ball's thrown out to the running back in the flats, one-on-one, and the tackle's made before the first down, and people who don't know football will say, oh, my God, why did he throw it under the sticks? You got to throw it beyond the first down. No, you don't always have to do that. Player in space, you got to make him miss and pick up the first down. That ain't on Jim Chaney. That's not on the coordinator. That's on the player. Go recruit better. You're going to have to be able to identify those situations. There's going to be other times when Chaney's going to guess. He's going to predict a defense, and he's going to call a play based on a prediction, and he's going to be wrong. And sometimes he's going to be right. And I hope after we went through Mike DeBoer, we went through Larry Scott, the worst offensive coordinator in SEC history. That's right, I said it. Terrible. Just terrible, Kenny. Terrible. Terrible. You want to fight Shaq? Terrible. I was just kidding. I don't want to fight the Shaq. Terrible. Too big. He was terrible. And then we went from Larry Scott to Tyson Helton and seeing how that unfolded. I hope we have a little bit more common sense and a little bit more grace, a little bit more patience. We think a little bit more before opening our mouths or pushing sin. With Jim Chaney.
That won't happen, but we can hope, because I told you this morning or sometime yesterday, Jim Chaney walking into $1.6 million is setting some pretty high standards. There are going to be unreasonable people, unreasonable fans out there that is going to expect Jim Chaney to be the difference in Tennessee winning 5 games and 10 games this season, and that is just unfair. Unfair.
I mean, you can say when he gets players to work with, Jim Chaney is one of the best in America. I mean, this season, number 14 offense in America. At his height at Tennessee in 2012, Tennessee had the number 18 offense in America, the number 22 scoring offense. It's going to be a hard sell to people if the offense is not great this season. It'll be a hard sell to say the players still aren't here. Like, folks aren't going to want to hear that.
And I'll be hard sell to people who don't know football.
But that's exactly it.
And I don't really spend much time with those folks.
Yeah, and Tennessee, and I don't foresee this being a problem, but, you know, the decision makers have to have enough backbone to say, hey, we still don't have the players. Let's get these guys going. Let's get, you know, more guys in here and develop them. And then let's see how Jim Chaney does. Now, I don't want to set an expectation that he's going to be bad. He could end up having a really nice season. But if things don't go as planned, it will likely still be because of the Jimmys and Joes.
He's not going to be able to pass around Bobby Boucher water. He's not going to be able to sprinkle gold dust on players. It's like, he's not going to be able to do that.
Bug secret juice.
He's not doing that. He's not going to be able to do that, man. He will be better for sure, but he's going to need more players. He needs more talent. And what I mean when I said I don't spend much time with folks who don't know football, I don't spend a lot of time with folks who don't know football but talk the most and who are the loudest. That's what I mean. I'm not going to sit here and be trying to convince you why this call was good, why it didn't work, to someone who is talking about firing Jim Chaney after the first game and running them out the most and being the loudest and don't know very much. That's what I mean. I have no problem with trying to explain the game and situations based on, you know, my experience with folks who are open-minded, willing to listen, and, you know, we can have back and forth like grown-ups. But my point is, with all the good coaches that were not looked upon as being good coaches at the time they were here, I hope that we now take that lesson and we apply it to Jim Chaney as we're moving forward and we're still transitioning and we're still building this roster. You got a good offensive coordinator. You got one of the best offensive coordinators in the country. This dude checks all the boxes. All the boxes. When's the last time in Tennessee made a coordinator hire or a head coaching hire that checked all of the boxes?
Well, they did with Bob Shoup, but Butch Jones will not allow Bob Shoup to be Bob Shoup. And so that's another area of the conversation of Jim Chaney coming in. Jeremy Pruitt has to allow Jim Chaney to do what he wants to do on offense. Oh. Allow that man to coach. Stay out of the offensive film room for the most part. Just let the man go to work. You have to trust him. Like Swain always says,
this isn't
high school football anymore. You can't coach every position on the field. You have to allow Jim Chaney to be the head coach of the offense.
Now, it's unrealistic for a head coach not to be up in the film room, but he don't need to be dancing in videos like right. P. Diddy. All right? He don't need to be doing any of that. He doesn't need to – if you're going to criticize – Chaney, you need to do it in private and not in front of your players. You can't do that either. That's something that Butch Jones did. You can't do that. You cannot do that. Because if you're criticizing the coach, why should I listen to the coach? You can't do that. Mom and daddy, you can't have your worst fights in front of the kids. You can't do that. Then the kids won't respect you. Dad, you can't get beat up like Kevin Hart's dad. when your son see you get beat up, you can't boss him around, tell him to take out the trash. He ain't gonna do it. He just saw you get beat up. He don't respect you anymore. Same thing here. There's lessons that you learn being a first-year head coach. Hopefully that lesson is learned, but totally get what you're saying. Totally get what you're saying there, Ben. All right, let's get to the phones.
We got Volstorm.
Volstorm.
And then Titans Bill. And then Al from PA.
Oh, man, let's get going, man. Volstorm, good morning.
Boy, we got an action-packed lineup here, don't we, boys?
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, man, starting
that
with you.
You're leading it off.
Twain, I think you asking Tennessee fans to be reasonable and act like adults is a bit much to ask.
Hey, man, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
You know, Georgia fans are so upset that they've got Mike Griffin to comment on my Twitter line.
New phone, who that?
Dude, okay, I saw somebody, I don't follow Mike anymore. Did he say something yesterday about Jim Chaney staying at Georgia? I saw some people talking about that.
Well, here's what happened. Griffin put up a thing about Chaney just ending the first year of a three-year contract at Georgia.
Per Georgia. Yeah, he put Georgia just in case it's wrong so he can blame it on Georgia.
Right. So I happen to comment with, now he has a three-year deal, a new three-year deal. And so he proceeds to have to comment, this will be a great thing, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, why are you in my mention? Why?
But what's funny is he quoted your tweet and said, great hire for UT, don't have the buyout number for Chaney, but won't be a problem for Vols to handle. And then he's out here retweeting Dan Wilkins' silly takes that Jim Chaney is not a good offensive coordinator. So which is it, Mike? Is it Jim Chaney is good or is Jim Chaney bad?
I think Dan Wilkins needs to sit this one out, man.
Yeah. Oh, that was a horrible, horrible take.
Yeah, no, dude, no one's going to listen to you on your football takes. Why don't you just sit this one out, Dan Wilkin?
Him saying, well, this is an okay hire if you like something that's, I don't know.
It's uncreative.
The paraphrase is something like being mediocre and maddening or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, kind of like most of the dribble you put out there.
Yeah, I mean, Georgia had Alabama beat in the national championship game. It wasn't Jim Chaney's fault. Georgia had Bama beat in the SEC championship game. It wasn't Jim Chaney's fault. But, yeah, whatever, man. Whatever, dude.
I know. Hey, one last thing before I go. TC forgot to mention. Now, this applies for today only. If you put in the code Chaney, the number 2, the number 10, EC on your Uber, you will get 98% off of your rate.
Are you sure it's not?
Only.
Are you sure it's not 95%?
95%. 95%,
man. He's gonna try to keep the extra 3%, of course.
95%, 98%.
See you, boys.
See you, man. Thanks for the phone call there. Don't you just love Volstorm? Let's get to Titans Bill. Titans Bill, good morning.
When is this soap opera going to end? Are we going to get an offensive coordinator? I just love this soap opera.
That's
what it's becoming to be. Gentlemen, think about it.
Continue, Titans Bill. How you really feel?
Look, I'll tell you what. If Chaney is interested in him, hire him. Coach Fulmer, leave your head coach alone. This is not the NFL. This is college football.
Titans, Bill, would Jim Chaney be a good hire, in your opinion, for the offensive
coordinator? I believe he would be a great hire. Anything to add a little pizzazz to the offense. Anything to put the train back on the track in anything to bring our football program back to a winning tradition. Well, enough of that. Rabel's having the same kind of problem now. He lost his offensive coordinator. He's now the head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Well, I mean, that's not a bad thing. It's only been like a couple of days, but Tennessee, man, we are in the 45th day of this coaching search, Titans Bill. I mean, when is this thing going to end, Titans Bill?
Looks like it's never going to end.
Looks like.
Looks like this is going to continue to be a soap opera.
Golly, man. I'm tired of it, Titan Bill. I'm tired of it, man. Just hire somebody already.
Come on, hire somebody. Let's turn this soap opera off, okay? Coach Fulmer, leave your head coach alone.
You hear that, Coach Fulmer? You hear Titans Bill? He's calling you out, Coach. Let's make this hire already. What are we waiting on?
You're the one that's creating the problems. It ain't much Jeremy Pruitt. It's you.
Titans Bill, I was thinking the same thing. Golly.
Well, Titans Bill, before you go, here's a quick suggestion from me. Do you have, I assume you have an internet connection somewhere in your life?
Well, right now I'm interneting. I'm watching the Dukes of Hazzard.
Okay. So
I'm watching the Dukes of Hazzard? I thought you was going to say Duke. Like Duke basketball. watching replay of the game last night.
Yeah, watching
night.
Zion Williamson jam. So here's
Netflix.
On Prime Video. Okay, just, go ahead.
Just Google Jim Chaney's name and see what you find.
We'll wait for you, Titans Bill. Go ahead, man.
If you can't,
I don't even know how to Google.
Oh my.
Get on your computer, type in google.com.
The only internet I have is mostly on my cable TV.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We'll turn it to the SEC network for a little while.
Do you get the newspaper?
No.
Okay.
Oh, here. How do you get your news? Your sports news?
Well, mostly by listening to you people.
Oh, okay. Well, since you don't just give us
and Tony.
Okay, all
and,
right.
The people over the good people over there at 990. But it's mostly I would pick it up from either you, Jason, or Tony.
Titans Bill, brother, that warms my heart. So since you feel like you get good information from the Swain event, I got something to tell you, Titans Bill.
What's that, buddy?
Tennessee hired Jim Chaney yesterday, and it's going to be announced probably today. How you feeling?
End of soap opera.
Oh, man.
Let's turn this soap opera off.
Turn it off, man. Turn it off.
Let's bring it back to a winning tradition. Tradition.
Turn it off.
Yeah.
All right, Titans Bill. We love you, man. Thanks for the phone call.
And I'm gonna now enjoy the Dukes of Hazzard. I'm watching Catherine Bach, who played Daisy Duke, put lipstick on her lips.
Tell Daisy I said hello.
I like Daisy Bill. Dukes. I like Daisy Dukes.
I like Daisy Dukes as well.
You're a great, great article of clothing.
That is the greatest.
And we got some real insight into Titans Bill there. He has internet, but it's really only connected to his TV. He doesn't know how to Google. That's informative. We're continuing to paint a picture of who Titans Bill is as a person.
Still haven't met him yet.
Yep. Still don't know what he looks like.
That's my life goal. What a phone call from Titans Bill. Ripped you, Coach Fulmer. I bet you can't sleep at night now. You got ripped. Oh, man. 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. I'm sure glad we helped Titans Bill and let him know that Tennessee made a hire. Hour 3 coming up.